Episode 1, What Manner of People? Welcome, friends. May the grace of God unite us today. I am sure that I am not the only one touched by Charlie Kirk's life. Unfortunately, I did not discover him until after he was gone. Discovering such a man as this is stunning. In him, I found a man that lived more like Jesus Christ than anyone I have heard of. He walked the walk that was set by the Savior. He talked the talk, which closely emulated the teachings of the Master. He traveled all over and taught about the gospel and truth and living and knowledge and kindness. It wasn't some 2-year mission, then you return to normal life. It was 100% commitment to living a godly life until the day he died. In 3 Nephi 27:27, we read, "Therefore, what manner of men ought ye to be? Verily I say unto you, even as I am." In Ephesians 4:11-13, "And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all obtain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Charlie set the bar high in trying to become like Jesus. He recognized the gift of our Creator, seeking to emulate Jesus in what he did, what he said, and in his constant service. Indeed, he measures well in the standard of mature manhood of the fullness of Christ. Not perfect, but definitely striving with all his might. Who else among us rises at 5:30 a.m. with the goal of living in the Spirit all day until wearily climbing into bed at 11 p.m.? Most of us are burdened with the cares of this world and seeking daily to obtain money instead of the saving of souls. How do we start shaping our lives to be more aligned with the teachings of Jesus? James 1:19. "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, to keep oneself unstained from the world. First, we must plant the seed in our hearts and nurture it. We study and pray and ponder on the things of God. We must repent of our sins and accept the Lord as our Savior. We must keep His commandments and purify our lives. We are accountable for our actions and words, but we are also accountable for our thoughts. We are not idle observers in this body of flesh and bones. We are creators in caring for our physical and spiritual temple. Each of us are learning how to put off the natural man and remember the eternal spiritual nature that we each have. We are spirit children of our Heavenly Father, and each of us is learning how to control the physical body and reconnecting with the divine eternal soul we each have inside us. That divine part of you is what leaves you when you die. Your spirit self knows and understands everything you experienced in all of your existence. we have the capacity to reconnect with our inner knowing self as we connect with the Lord. Because learning about yourself, the true you, connects you with God. He is in and through all things. Inside you are all the answers to your deepest questions and problems, because you have your own very experienced spirit who is in constant contact with God. It is God who gives you the spark of life, that gives you breath and knowledge to live in this world. On this channel, we will learn how to be better disciples of Jesus Christ. We will seek to apply the Word of God more completely to our lives and prepare ourselves for when He comes again. We will also study how we can be in the world, but not of the world, and discern truth from error. Charlie had this to say about character. Character is really, really important. Right? Character literally comes from the Greek word tattoo, or to etch into you. Character will define every decision, from what you eat, to what you drink, to how you communicate to people, to the decisions you make. Way more important than whatever skill you have. What's cool about developing character is, if AI replaces jobs, you still have the most important of all things, which is you know the difference between good and evil, right and wrong, beauty and ugly. You know the difference between the high things and the low things. St. Thomas Aquinas taught that virtue is a habit directed toward the good. And the ultimate good is God Himself. Without God, virtue collapses into preference. What looks noble is reduced to a vapid display, severed from the eternal and bound to the self. Fidelity, chastity, sacrifice, and courage lose meaning if they are detached from their Creator. Charlie embodied the truth that virtue cannot exist apart from God. When asked what it meant to be a good man, he answered, "To be a good man is to have self-control over your fleshly desires, an attitude toward courage, and defending those that can't defend themselves. Fostering a family toward godly purposes and picking the fights that the rest of society should not be involved in." It is more than a definition, it was his lived creed. That's from evmagazine.com. So summarizing what Charlie has said in the past about good character, he said that the things that he considers most important in character building are incremental growth. He sees character development as an ongoing effort. You don't get perfect. You do try to do better. Number two, moral virtual foundation. Certain virtues are non-negotiable. Fidelity, courage, chastity, commitment to one's family and one's duties. Number three, personal responsibility. Recognition that everyone fails. Owning failures and trying to improve seems important to him. And number four, daily practice and self-reflection. Learning something new, choosing to focus on what it means to do good, and behaving in ways consistent with one's values. These are important aspects that will help refine and improve if we take the time and effort to review ourselves every day. Spending time in prayer, pondering, and receiving guidance from the Spirit is necessary if we are going to improve day by day. I believe music and song teaches us powerful lessons and helps us to internalize truths in a way that spoken language cannot. So I will close with a song that I wrote some weeks ago before Charlie died. It is based on biblical teachings on improving our characters so that we are more like Jesus. I believe that I was guided to write it for today's message.